Poetry is a political act because it involves telling the truth. June Jordan.
Samandar Gauss is a Pakistani-American poet, gardener, and community organizer currently working on an MFA at Indiana University. Their work can be found on poets.org, Poetry Daily, and Poesis, and they currently serve as poetry editor for Indiana Review. Welcome to The Poets Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus Dorsey. Sami, what poems have you brought for us today?
Coming Out Day. And because this is the gay agenda, me teaching Kat how to make my mother's kitchity while my mother is at home 3,000 miles away without me, and I mean really without me because we haven't spoken in almost 5 months, 5 months of us living and dying without one another. She's getting old, and so am I, almost 30, still baby queer, and I missed her birthday and her wedding anniversary, and I should say it's been 5 months without my dad, too, but I haven't missed his birthday yet. It's coming up at the end of October. I think we must be breaking up constantly, like the old phone cards we'd use to call family in Pakistan, meaning not breaking up with family, but breaking towards family, like how every sort of desperate, "Hello?" "Hello?" yelled into the phone line was one more shot at coming together, which is that queer magic of conjuring being born, every other minute of conversation and every day of our lives, into the possibility of family, another mama-papa with whom we might find our bloodlines entangled, even if the mama-papa is our age and it would be literally impossible for them to be our parents in any extant universe. And I mean, Kat and I share the blood of tomatoes we ate and the chutney we made last night, my mother's shadow on the stovetop gently melting the onions into ghostly translucence. And now I'm crying into the reheated kitchery the next day, even though every one of us is enough, and together we can be enough for each other. This I want to believe, that your ringed hands and your wind-washed brown curls and you over there, your oven-warm, freckled body are genetics enough to spite this whole system, and I wonder what my mother is doing. Whether she's touching the roses outside the kitchen window and if she imagines their pink petals to be the skin of my cheek, or if she tastes my uncertainty from her sure hand, scattering cumin at the bottom of a pot. I imagine her sobbing with my father over a handful of yard-long beans, the seeds for which I had given her a year ago, crying the same way I do these days when the light is just right or the nightmare too poignant or the couch gives way just so to the weight of my body, the way hers once did when I lived inside it and the way hers refused to when I cried to her, "I'm gay!" and then silently to myself, "Oh, God!" That was a silent June between us, and these days I sing almost every day. My family is now an album, a record of memories I can replay on any Tuesday afternoon. What a thing. Choice. And this could be the gay agenda, my body musicking itself into the atmospheric chaos despite all. And my mother doesn't know I can sing pretty decently, but I imagine her tinny, high-pitched voice just a little off-key, drifting through her house like a memory of me. Does she sing now that I'm gone? And I wonder if this is her happiness, if this is her freedom, and if she feels sure as the granite countertop holding up her coffee cup this inevitable morning, if she feels like a stone in her knowing and her no. I mean, it's National Coming Out Day, and I'm alone in my house, crying over microwaved kitchery, which I'm going to eat with several hefty spoonfuls of yogurt given to me for free on Saturday by Lauren, who heard me talk about my stomach ulcer and my next unfunded MFA summer, and said, "Take everything you need," from the farmer's market table she was manning, conducting an orchestra of generosity. And this should be the gay agenda, trauma-flavored kitchery, in the same bowl as Kat's sweet laugh and Lauren's masked but still vigorous hug, and me sobbing in the kitchen when Wendy texts me, "Love you," because I hate this day, and also, I love today. "I love you, Mom. How's the weather?" "Here it's raining outside, and the lightning is as long as my life, and just as brief, and just as bright, can't you see?"
You've been listening to poetry by Samandar Gauss on The Poets Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus Dorsey.